Hey there. This is Scott Johnson with the Rheology Podcast. Obviously, you know that because you're watching or you're listening to the Rheology Podcast. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're watching and or listening. Wanted to share with you a couple things that are kind of concerning the future of where we're going. And I really wanted to spend some time talking about rheology itself. Rheology is not just a podcast, or it's not just some videos that you see online or on YouTube or whatever. Rheology is actually a nonprofit organization. And this nonprofit organization exists primarily to help people, number one, navigate the season of life that we kind of tend to call faith deconstruction or faith reconstruction or whatever you want to call that, help navigate the questioning that Christians have, and to help them get through that, to help educate them on how God actually works with us, what this partnership is supposed to look like. And then at the end of that is to help Christians move forward with joining with what God is already doing around them and partnering in the rescue mission, the greater rescue mission that's happening around them in whatever way, whether that's just a Bible study at work, or having people in a neighborhood over to their house for food, or whether it's actually creating a nonprofit organization themselves. So that is really kind of what rheology is all about. But before we can get into all of that stuff, our actual mission of what we're trying to accomplish, we actually have been doing these podcasts and videos and stuff like that to try to help and, reach our audience. And that audience, in our definition, is an audience of people who are what we call stirring. And if you've listened to our podcast before, you'll recognize that word. We've used it several times, stirring. And I wanted to spend some time kind of talking about exactly what that means and kind of giving it a little bit more attention, because what we're going to end up doing in the next few weeks or next few months, actually, is we're going to interview people, real people, who are actually in the middle of a stirring, or maybe they're a little bit beyond the stirring process and they've moved forward. So I want to spend some time talking about what is stirring. So for me, my history and my past has been kind of documented on this podcast. I wrote a book, and the book is You Can't Get to Heaven If You Don't Go to Church, or so they say. And in that book, I talk about this stuff as well. Talk about my past, my history. If you've watched the series that we did, the Rheology Life series, where I talk about the birth of a dream, death of a dream, and resurrection of a dream, you will know my history. But very, very briefly to say that my history involves full-time ministry. I became a Christian at 16 years old. I was involved in a great youth ministry. I went to Bible college and solely for the purpose of getting involved in full-time ministry, and very specifically in youth ministry. And even specific from that, I really just wanted to work and specialize in working with teenagers. And so I did that for a little over 13 years of my life. And so when I was in full-time ministry, and especially in youth ministry, things really made sense to me, because we were really doing ministry, like boots on the ground kind of ministry, where we really were trying to make disciples out of teenagers. And so it wasn't necessarily program driven, or we weren't program focused. We were people driven and people focused. And those people just happened to be teenagers. And I recruited adults to help me do that. And while we were in that, things made sense. And I understood how God worked, and I understood this to be a ministry of really trying to make disciples. But it was only after I got out of youth ministry and I started to get involved with church planting that I started to realize something just wasn't quite right. Now, I'd already known from years before in working in churches that there were a lot of things that were not right with church. But this wasn't necessarily an idea that like something's not right with church. It was really more of a feeling that something's not quite right with the modern American form of Christianity, specifically when it focuses on and surrounds itself with the concept of church, that church is the gate to get into Christianity. And it's kind of the cul-de-sac as well. That's where I started having some issues. And for me, the stirring that we talk about started with me. And the stirring really honestly kind of began with just simply reading the book of Acts and then seeing all this incredible stuff that happened in the book of Acts, right? Where Christianity was just kind of like organically exploding. And even during persecution, right? And people were getting, you know, killed and arrested. And even with all of that happening, it thrived. And so I'm reading this and being like, wow. And I kind of look around the world and go, where did that go? What happened? And now everything kind of went from an organic movement really to like an organization and all these little things that happened inside the organization, whether they were good or bad or difficult, or maybe we need to tweak this or tweak that or fix this. Church planning really became something for me that it really looked like all we were trying to do is change the clothes of this model. We're trying to, you know, decorate it a little bit. And for me, I realized very quickly we weren't going to spend a whole lot of time trying to make disciples. And so for me, that's when my stirring really, really started. So fast forward, you know, a few years, I actually got out of the ministry back in 2011, the very end of November 2011, I got out of the ministry. And for a whole year in 2012, I worked in a friend's warehouse, driving a forklift, right? And helping organize the warehouse and the inventory and stuff like that. And I started having some real serious conversations, as you could probably imagine, of like, where am I? How did I get here? And what am I doing? And this is where I started taking some deeper dives into the stirring, where I actually started questioning and started seeking answers to the questions. I really started to investigate. And along with a friend of mine, my friend Darren, we would get together like every week or every other week, and we'd have lunch and we would sit and talk through all these things. And we, no holds barred, we really kind of started talking about, you know, more than just church, but we started really kind of focusing in on this New Testament idea that Jesus brought about. In the Greek, it's called ekklesia. And you may have already heard me talk about this, and I won't go into detail about it, but ekklesia, when I started really focusing on this kind of older ancient concept that Jesus talked about, ekklesia, Greek concept, I really wanted to investigate what that was. I didn't really care that we had called it church or that we said that it's church or whatever. I didn't really care. I wanted to go back to the source. And so I started investigating. And then my investigation led me to a much deeper understanding of what Jesus was really trying to do. And that led me to a much deeper understanding of the complete whole narrative of the Bible, which is that God created humanity for a reason. And that reason is very simply partnership. That's it. And so for a long, long time now, God has been pursuing partnership with us all the way from after the fall of Adam and Eve, right, in the garden, all the way to Jesus. And it was fulfilled in Jesus. And now a true partnership has been formed. And now we have access to it. It's completely free for us to enter into. And it is the missing piece. And this is the rescue mission that Jesus is on. And Jesus is actually currently working in our world. We just don't see him or don't see him doing what he's doing, but he is. And all of that really started making me understand that my identity was really, truly more found in this idea that I'm supposed to be a partner with God. God has invited me into a partnership, a relationship, like a marriage. He's invited me to do that. He set it up. He made it possible. And now the invitation is mine. And that's what this is all about. And I started realizing that church really had way less to do with it. Church was a could be a good resource for the ecclesia, for the partnership, but it wasn't the actual partnership. It didn't take the place of it. And that changed everything for me. So to kind of wrap all this up, I wanted to say that I mentioned Darren and I meeting. And Darren, when we met and we discussed these things, one thing that kept coming out, it was, are we the only ones that feel this way? I mean, this is like 2012, 2013, even 2014. For 2 or 3 years, we're meeting and we're desperately trying to figure out, maybe we're the ones that's crazy. I don't know. Maybe no one else has a problem with this. I have no idea. Faith deconstruction wasn't really a thing at that time. And so we had to kind of really start figuring out if we were the only ones really feeling this way. The answer to that was going to be God revealing to me over a period of time, over years. He would reveal to me that it's not the case, that it wasn't just me, and that Darren and I weren't alone in this, because God started bringing people into my life, and these people would start sharing these same stirring stories, and I started to realize that this is a real thing. And then I got introduced to a book called Church Refugees by a guy named Josh Packard. He's a PhD. And he researched this and realized that there is a real growing demographic of people who have been stirring for a long time. And they're kind of done with the idea that church is the cul-de-sac. The church is, as I said before, like the gate to enter through, to enter, to get into Christianity, to be able to get with God, like it's the temple or something. People were done with that mentality. And this made me realize that it's not just me or Darren feeling this way. This is actual, factual, documented proof that people are feeling this way. And so with this, I say this. Our whole goal is to reach out and find people who feel the same way that we do, that who are in this moment, this stage of life called stirring. We're calling stirring that you just start to feel like something's just not right. And it's not that we're looking for people who are disgruntled with church, or that people who have jumped from church to church to church and they can't find the right church, or that we're trying to resuscitate church somehow, some way. We're not looking for that type of person specifically, but we're looking for the type of person that says, listen, I love God. I want more of God. I want like what the people, the Christians in Acts were experiencing. I want to experience that. I want to be able to abide with God. And he's invited me to be in this partnership, which extends to the rescue mission that he's about. He's inviting me to be a part of that. And I desperately want to be a part of that. But it just seems like it doesn't quite fit in the 21st century American church model and mindset. If that is you, we are trying to reach you. We're trying to reach out to people like you who are stirring. First of all, let you know, you're not alone, not at all. And also to help, kind of partner with you to help you navigate through what can be a real confusing situation and a real confusing time. And so we want to partner with you. We want to help you. We want to teach you what we've learned, and we want to help you come to a point where you see where God is specifically inviting you to join him and giving you the tools to equip you to go and do whatever he's inviting you to do. So I hope that clarifies some things. As I said, we're going to spend a lot of time interviewing people, real people who've been stirring, and it may be just like you. I try to say this at the end of every podcast episode, and our producer, Brandon, does the intros and extras now, and he says this on the extra. He tries to tell through the extra real quickly who we are and what we're about, and ways that you can you know, join in with us as well and partner with us. And you can do that obviously through the website, which is realitylife.com. And there is a contact form there. You can comment. If you're on YouTube, you can comment from this video. If you're listening on podcasts, reach out through the website, or you can, you know, follow us on Instagram, which is reality_life, and send us a message. Get in contact with us, because we would love to hear, number one, your stirring story. And we'd love to be able to see if we can help in helping you navigate through the stirring stage and on to, you know, actually accepting Jesus's invitation into what he's already doing. So thanks for your time, and hope to see you soon.